Parks. Aucklanders are being told to brace themselves for more bad weather that's set to hit today. A red rainfall warning is expected to bring more flooding and slips. Waitakere Councillor Shane Henderson, he's been surveying the damage in his area and he says parts of it look like a war zone. He's with me now. Morning to you, Shane.
Morena.
Sounds intense. How bad's the damage?
Yeah, it's pretty rough. Parts of my ward, yeah, they're really devastated. They've been hit very hard. People have lost their homes and cars, and really their lives have been turned upside down.
Are many people out of their homes?
Yeah, so we've had about 40 red stickered houses, but I'm expecting that number to climb as building inspectors come around and check out more houses. But yeah, we've had some people displaced.
Oh, it's just so awful. The footage, when you're watching what these people are going through, it's absolutely horrific. Your community's been rallying well, though. What sorts of things have been happening?
Oh, it's been absolutely beautiful. So our community groups on the ground have done a fantastic job making sure people have food and shelter, but also just neighbours helping neighbours, people bringing around baking, those kinds of things. It's just been a really special thing to see.
What's the most important message for residents right now who may be listening this morning?
Yeah, I think the most important message is that there is help out there if you do need it, if you do get stuck in or you're in an emergency situation. So the shelter at St. Leonard's Road School is open, but also either call 111 or, if it's a little bit less urgent, the Civil Defence Line, which is 0800 22 22 00.
What's the fear about the forecast for today?
Yeah, people are really on edge and really worried about a second hit here. Now, the thing is, even a moderate amount of rain can affect things a lot worse than it might before, especially when we're talking about slips and things like that, where actually it's a pretty precarious situation and even a small amount of rain could make a big impact. So people are preparing for the worst.
Yeah. Were you prepared for this in any way, shape or form on Friday? I mean, you know, residents were caught on the hop, really, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. But at the same time, for a lot of us, we sort of didn't have time to think. It was coming so fast and the river flow was so fast in many places that you just had to act on instinct and you had to help each other out as best you could.
So, I mean, hopefully, given that, we're probably going to be better at dealing with whatever comes our way today, do you reckon, in terms of perhaps...
Yeah. I think we will be, because some of the key messages have now got out there on where people can find help, and I think that's a really important element of this.
Huge clean-up job ahead, though, still, right? And tough when it's still raining, eh?
Oh, it's a huge clean-up job, and this will take months, really. People's mental health will be really affected as well, so there's going to be long periods of care for some people.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.